Good morning, friends. Welcome. It's Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Topping farm news this morning, according to a report from USDA and the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, an outbreak of H5N1 avian flu occurred at a South Dakota turkey farm in late August, the first such outbreak at a commercial poultry operation since early July. The turkey farm, located in Falk County, houses more than 55,000 birds. The current H5N1 outbreak has persisted since February 8, 2022. Detections in more than 1,700 flocks in all 50 states, 800 of them commercial. APHIS estimates that nearly 175 million birds have been affected. Tyson Foods said Brady Stewart has left the company effective immediately. The company determined certain actions he took violated its code of conduct. So, Tyson says the supply chain, food safety, health and safety, environmental, and transportation functions will report directly to President and CEO Donnie King. At the same time, Tyson announced the appointment of Devin Cole as Chief Operating Officer. The Environmental Protection Agency determined that more restrictive federal wastewater regulations and new cost burdens would be harmful for U.S. meat and poultry processing operations. The agency also concluded the current system of federal, state, and local requirements already in place under the Clean Water Act is effective and works well. Applauding this decision, the National Chicken Council, which in a release says, "We appreciate EPA's common sense approach in regulating water quality and for recognizing that industry is already being regulated effectively." USDA has extended the public comment period for its controversial reorganization plan to September 30th. That doubles the length of time provided for input on an initiative that has drawn criticism from both Democrats and Republicans. A USDA spokesperson said the additional days in the comment period are to ensure everyone who wants to submit feedback can do so. The U.S. International Trade Commission unanimously voted to maintain the suspension agreements on sugar imported from Mexico. This concludes a legal and procedural process required to be undertaken by the Trade Commission and the Department of Commerce every 5 years to ensure that the suspension agreements remain effective and working as intended. Dr. Rob Johansson, Director of Economic Policy Analysis for the American Sugar Alliance, says predatory international trade practices threaten U.S. family farms and American factories, and the U.S. ITC's decision to continue the suspension agreements reflects that reality. Without the suspension agreements in place, Johansson added, the U.S. ITC found it likely that American farmers and workers would once again experience material injury due to dumped and subsidized Mexican sugar. Time for a quick break. We'll be right back with a check of the opening markets.